Welcome to Gemara Markings Daf Yomi Tosfos Shiur. Don't forget to click on the Daf option to see today's Tosfos marked using the popular Gemara Markings system, similar to that used for the Daf Gemara. If you are not already familiar with our system, a thorough explanation is available by clicking on the Learn the System option. The Tosfos that we turn to now is found on the lower part of the page. The upper part of the page was dedicated to a Tosfos that was learned as part of the Shiur on Daf Yud Zayin. The Tosfos here, V'Sefer Torah B'Zro V'Korei, is referring to the Gemara of those strolling through a cemetery, and one should not do so with a tefillin being adorned, nor with a Sefer Torah in his arms and being read from. Vu hadin, Tosfos says, the alpeh also likros. Even without a physical Sefer Torah present, it would be forbidden to speak orally words of Torah. After all, as we said before, the dead cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and you are doing it. That would be lo eg larosh. The yirkav alehem. The Gemara had mentioned that a person should not place the bones or a Sefer Torah underneath him and ride on them. If one would take the bones and sling them behind him on the donkey, that would be okay. And the same thing with a Sefer Torah that were slung behind you on the back of the donkey, as long as you're not sitting on it. And even if you think that maybe it would not be appropriate for a Sefer Torah, but with regard to the writings of the prophets and the other holy writings, that would certainly be okay. The star indicates an additional girsa on the outside part of the page. Umihu nira diaf b'sefer Torah shapir dami. Nevertheless, it seems that by a Sefer Torah it would be okay. Midenokat b'sefa Sefer Torah, from the fact that the Seifa, when mentioned, it said Kedera Shomru Atzumas Kach Omru B'Sefer Torah, so that the source was focusing on a Sefer Torah, not just Nevi'im and Iksuvim. The Lo Mistaber Lomar Mishum Sharyusa Dinochrim V'Listim. And it's not likely that the Sefer Torah was introduced into this source only because of the permission to sit on it in the case of Gentiles and bandits, where you are fear-struck and have to ride quickly away, and therefore it would be mutter to sit on it. The ha pshita to mutter. In the case where you're fear-struck of some imminent danger, so then it's obvious that it would be allowed. The lama ye asur, why should it be forbidden? The yod de behedi omer b'Yerushalmi. And furthermore, the Yerushalmi says explicitly, "Diskiu mleya svarim, o shehoyu bo atzamos shemeis." A diskiu, this leather receptacle full of svarim, of holy books, holy scrolls, or it was containing bones of the dead. Harezem afshilon lachora v'rochei v'lov. There it says quite. It says in the Yerushalmi explicitly that which we are claiming is the case, that you can sling it behind you and ride that way. Elo asefa. This was after the Gemara, in looking at this source with the rider, wanted to know what is the closing expression. What is it going on? So we said it's going on the seifa. Mishum listim mutur lirkov v'aleim. V'hu adin lachorov mutur. And the same applies to slinging it behind you, where the holy books or the Sefer Torah is on the back of the donkey behind you. Afilu beloy listim. And that heter is true even without the imminent danger. So that from the Tosfos, the idea of listim and nochrim has relevance with regard to allowing one to sit on these things. If it's though a situation of non-danger, so then we say that you could nevertheless still have it slung behind you on the back of the animal, and that's okay. That's not considered a sign of disrespect. The next Tosfos, L'mochor bo'in etzleinu v'achshuv mecharfen oisanu. We saw this in the case of Rabbi Chiyo and Rabbi Yonason, where Rabbi Chiyo instructed Rabbi Yonason to raise his tzitzis, put in his tzitzis, they shouldn't be exposed, because by walking through a cemetery in front of the dead with a with the performance of mitzvahs being demonstrated in front of them, that is an insult to them. The Gemara, V'teima. Tosfos raises a question. V'ho aminon b'perek hatcheles, hahi shaita, at the point of burial, vadai rominon lei, we place tzitzis in the garments of the dead, in the shrouds of the dead. Pirush noisim tzitzis betali soisehen, we place tzitzis in the talis, the garment of the dead. Veleko mishum loyeg larosh, and there is no concern of belittling the dead. In other words, here we're putting tzitzis into someone who is not able to perform the mitzvah, and we nevertheless go ahead and do that. V'yesh lomar dehochi pirusho. And Tosfos offers an explanation of to resolve what is going on here in our Gemara and with that which it says in Menachos, that they do put the tzitzis in the garments of the dead. Hocha demevayshin oison b'masha chayim mitzuvin v'hamesim einon mitzuvim. The godol hametzuva v'chule v'chule means etc. Godol hametzuva v'yoisa mimish einon mitzuva v'yoisa. The problem in our Gemara is that you have living people parading by the dead while performing their mitzvahs. And the sense of embarrassment is based on the idea that greater is the one who is commanded to do a mitzvah than one who performs or fulfills mitzvahs even though one is not commanded. In other words, the obligated one is considered on a higher level than the voluntary one. So it's obvious to us that the dead are not commanded to fulfill mitzvahs. Even though you may say that there is some type of mitzvah fulfillment in having the garments of the dead with tzitzis, nevertheless, they are not fulfilling mitzvahs. They're not obligated. So that the living, and in this case Rabbi Yonason parading by with his tzitzis, is in fact a belittling of the dead, where he is showing here, I am greater than you. I am someone who is obligated and you're not. Vikoshe, nevertheless, there's a difficulty, me'ahi de hatcheles, from that which it says in Perek hatcheles of Menachos, hainu deromu chutim lemesim, where the Gemara mentions that they placed tzchutin, or strings, it tzitzis, into the garments of the dead. The achshav, nowadays, our practice, onu misalkin osam, umay taimo. How is it that we have a practice that's at odds with that which is featured in the Gemara? After all, the Gemara is, in effect, on a general level, the final word in halacha, in practice, so that when it comes time, or when it comes to situations that we have a practice that's at odds with that which appears in the Gemara, that requires explanation. Omer Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam explains, Dafko heim shehoyu regilim kulam b'chayim luboish talis b'dalit kantis. In the time of the Gemara, it was very regular or customary to wear garments that were actually four-cornered garments. Vilubush tzitzis. As a result of that, the Torah expectation of tzitzis fulfillment is in a four-cornered garment. Their standard clothing, as opposed to what is in practice today, where people don't generally have four-cornered garments, there is a practice of buying a special four-cornered garment to have tzitzis placed in it, but in general, the time, the type of clothing in the time of the Gemara were different than the type of clothing nowadays. As far as the, when we say nowadays, we're bearing in mind we're learning Tosfos, which was a Rishon who is dated 800-900 years ago, so that the Gemara time garments were four-cornered. Our today garments, Tosfos says, are not four-cornered garments. V'gam l'chol ha'oiskim bohem yesh lem tzitzis, and all those that were dealing with the dead had tzitzis in their clothing. V'avei lo'ig l'roshim lo'hoyo lohem tzitzis, and it would be embarrassing to the deceased for everyone around them wearing tzitzis, and they, the deceased, not having tzitzis, and therefore it was felt in the time of the Gemara to place tzitzis into the garments of the dead to make them like the rest of them, so that and thereby avoiding this problem of loyeg l'rosh, oy mishum dichtiv ledoy roisam, or because of the drusha from the pasuk where it says ledoy roisam, and that's darshan ledor tam, the complete generation that everyone should have tzitzis. Aval onu shigam bechayenu ein min hagenu lubois tomit tzitzis, but us, says Tosfos, that even when we are alive, it is not our minig to have lubois tomit tzitzis, to wear tzitzis at all times, and that's a function of their not having four-cornered garments, and therefore there is no tzitzis obligation. Ihave ramina lahu, if we would place garments into tzitzis into the garments of the dead, have kemoi loyeg l'rosh, would be like an act of belittling. It would be making the dead look different from the living, and that's considered loyeg l'rosh. You might say, well, what about the dead that happened to have worn four-cornered garments while they were alive? So let's put into those deceased tzitzis in Cain. So he answers, yeah, loyeg l'rosh l'achirim. Once again, any emboldenment or exaggeration whereby you are heightening a distinction between peoples, that too would be a form of loeg l'rosh, that okay, these people, and in this case they're now deceased, wore tzitzis, what the others did not, the other deceased people did not, so that again would be a problem. The Odom Rabbeinu Tam, Shishoma Me'anshe Lucir, the name of a place, Rabbeinu Tam says he heard from the people of Lucir, Ha de Mesirim Hatzitzis, the reason that tzitzis are removed, the reason that we remove tzitzis from the garments of the dead, Mishum de Tzitzis Olu Minyan Taryag, the numerical value of tzitzis comes out to 613 im Shmoyne Chutim V'chamisha Ksharim. In other words, if you take the basic word tzitzis, you have Sadi Yud is 100, and again Sadi Yud is another 100, that's 200, and the Tuf is 400 in numerical value. That's 600 plus the fact that there are 8 strings that come out of a hole in any given corner, 8 strings, and there are 5 knots. So 8 and 5 is 13, for a total of 613. The im loivesh tzitzis, if the dead were to have tzitzis in their garments, nira ki'ilu ki'en kolotero mechzi kishikro, it would be a type of demonstration or a sign that here is a person that observed all of the Torah, 613 mitzvahs, and that's not accurate. It would appear to be a lie. So that's what Rabbeinu Tam heard from the Anshei Lucir as a reason for removing the tzitzis of the dead. V'zeh lo nihira, that Rabbeinu Tam, or the Tosfos says, that does not appear to be a sound reason for justifying the removal of tzitzis. Degam chayim ato loma loyshin, what about people alive today? Why should they ever wear tzitzis? Halo lo kimu kol ha-Torah kula, no one ever observed all of the Torah. Umiyu yesh lomar de'onu soimchen al maseches moches shetziva abashol levonav hatilu tcheles me'apilioni. We, in our practice of removing tzitzis, rely on that which you find in Maseches Smochus. In other words, we're soymech on Maseches Smochus as opposed to the Gemara in Chulin. In Maseches Smochus, which is a collection of Tanaic sources, Smochus is a euphemism. It really, Smochus meaning festivities or happiness, it's a euphemism for a Masechta that deals with laws of mourning and related topics. So, there in Maseches Mochus, Abba Shaul is featured as telling his sons, remove the tchilas from this particular garment, from his garment of the dead. The Afapi Shagmora Cholekolov, even though our Gemara, meaning the Shas in Perek HaTchilas, is at odds with that source, this is a very, very interesting point that has some extensive ramifications. There are cases that, in distinction to that which we said earlier, that the Gemara is the last word, so to speak, in Halacha, last word in relative, of course, to the fact that Shulchan Aruch is our final decisor of Halacha Lamaisa, but Halacha has to have its roots in the Gemara. And even though our Gemara is the basis of all Halacha, there are occasions that we will opt to observe that which is found in the Sfarim HaChitzonim, specifically these sources of works that are not part of the Shas itself, like Maseches Smochus, and there are other collections that you will find under the heading of Masechtas Ketanas in many complete Shas editions. They're called, in this case, the Sfarim HaChitzonim. This is also an interesting expression because you find the term Sfarim HaChitzonim referring to things that are literally external works, but here it's external in the context of the Shas. Kamo, and Tosis now gives an example of something that's very common, whose practice is based on something we find in Maseches Sofrim, which is another one of these types of works, like Maseches Smochus, which features a practice counter to that which is found in our Talmud. And here is that example. Kamo me Chazon Yeshaya Kipsikta. The fact that we read as a Haftorah on the Shabbos before Tisha B'Av, we read Chazon, and it's known as Shabbos Pashas Chazon, from the beginning of Sefer Yeshaya, like is featured in the work known as the Psikta, again another work outside the Talmud. Ukamo Vayechal, Sheyesh Bagemora, Vayechal is the Parsha that we read from on a public fast day, on a Tainit Sibur. Whereas the Gemara says, Shiyesh Gemara B'Tainis Maseches Megillah, it says, Kuren Brochus Uklalus. We read from another section of the Torah, Brochus and Klalus, Maseches Sofrim, Meforish Vayechal, and there in Maseches Sofrim, which is another one of these examples of the Sforim HaChitzonim, we read Vayechal, and that's the practice that we, in fact, observe. So that though the issue of tzitzis and in the garments of the dead, the Gemara Menachos has put the tzitzis in, we go like that which is found in Maseches Smochus, remove the tzitzis. For it's v'hoi rogil shelo lahasir min hakonof el lekoshem ulahadkom besoich hakonof. The Ritzvah, which was one of the Balei Tosfos, had a practice when it came to the garments of the dead, not to actually remove them, but rather to tie them up and to fold them into the corner, lafuke nafshe miplukta, to extricate himself from a controversy, from this controversy. Imheim chayovim b'tzitzis, if they are obligated in tzitzis, yeshlem tzitzis, then, well, they haven't, he didn't remove them. V'im lav, if they're not obligated, hare heim mechusim, so they're covered up, so thereby certainly avoiding the lo'eg l'rosh problem. In other words, if they're not obligated, then we would be putting them in, we would be wearing them in their vicinity. So nevertheless, since it's covered up, so it wouldn't appear to be a bizoyon. Or very simply, the fact that it's covered up, so it's as if they're not bound in it. So you don't have the problem that we mentioned earlier. Shnei Ariel Moav. The next Tosfos. This was a quote from the pasuk V'nero Ben Yehoyada at the last line of the Gemara, and we pointed out that this was a reference to Binyoyo Ben Yehoyada being of unparalleled significance in Vayis Rishon and Vayis Sheni. The pasuk is Al Shem David Ushlomo Shebonu Es Habayis Ubo Meirus Hamoav Yah. The word Ariel is a reference to the Beis Hamikdash, and Moav is in honor of David and Shlomo, whose roots, whose great-great-grandmother was David's great-grandmother and Shlomo's great-great-grandmother, Rus, who came from Moav. David and Shlomo being the builders of the Beis Hamikdash. We continue now to Amud Beis, Tosfos Ben Ish Chai. So the Gemara asked, Otu Kule Alma, is everyone the son of dead people? The Sforim Meduyokim Ksiv Chai in texts that are very carefully recorded, it says Chai, the Karinon Chayil. And when you read the Pasuk according to the tradition that dictates how things are read, you would read Ben Ish Chayil Umin Haksiv Dayek Hochi Shalok Siv Chayil Elochai. And the point that arouses the Gemara to its conclusion that the word Chai means is of significance, it's coming to tell us the Chiddush that Tzadikim even B'min Hasasim or Krum Chaim is from the fact that the Pasuk is read differently from the way it's written. So the fact that it's written in a way other than the way we read it, as we said, we read it Chayil, and it's written in a different way, that is what arouses the drusha to point out that Chai has this significant, this other significance of referring to the righteous, even after they're dead, they're called living. Sifra Debei Rav, again a description of Binyoyo Ben Yehoyada, who studied Sifra Debei Rav on a cold winter day. How do you see from the pasuk that this is known as a difficult, challenging work? So Tosfos says, Me ho ari dorish shu chomur shevisvarim. From the word ari, ari is a lion. Lion is a ferocious, a tough. Challenge, if you will. Certainly if one were to have a confrontation with a lion, he realizes he's up against something very difficult. So too the Sefer Torah Kohanim, the Medrash on Sefer Vayikra, is portrayed in the same light. Besoch Habor, the Pasuk had said that V'hu Yorad V'hikwas Ari, and we explained that he, Binyan Ben Yehoyada, went and learned Sefer Teras Kohanim. Besoch Habor, Tosfos says, Shehu Sefer Vayikra Be'emtza Hasfar. Besoch means in the midst of, and we're taking it to mean in the middle of the five books of Moses, the Chamish Chumshei Torah. Sefer Vayikra is the third in the middle. Hence, this pasuk is revolving around the Sifra, the Torah's Kehanim on Sefer Vayikra. Almo Yadi. This is coming off of the story involving Avuah de Shmuel and Shmuel, where the father of Shmuel said that he would explain to his son the reason he's crying is because the la'agil ko'osis, you are coming very quickly. Midekaomar la'agil ko'osis, from the fact that he said you are going to be coming here quickly, shows that the dead are aware of what's happening with the living. And the Tosfos points out the lo motzi lishnuye kedili'el, you cannot explain here as was done earlier in the Gemara with the sending of the comb and the applicator with the friend of the girl that was already dead. There the Gemara said, well, you can't prove anything from there because maybe Duma informed them. Here you can't say that. The idea of Duma announcing someone coming, that's only if it's something that's very immediate. But in the case of Shmuel, it wasn't something that was so immediate. It will happen soon, but not as immediate as the case before. And that's why Rashi himself was very meduyuk when we pointed out that in the case of the girl with this applicator story, the woman that was going to come to bring it was a goyse. She was in the throes of death. Here, Shmuel was alive. He wasn't in the throes of death. Therefore, it wasn't so immediate. His arrival wouldn't be so immediate. And something like that, even Duma himself would not have known. So that's why the Gemara felt comfortable that we can prove from here that the dead, in the case of Avuah de Shmuel, was aware of what was happening with Shmuel. But in fact, the Gemara rejected this as an example to be learned from because of the significance of Shmuel, and that maybe there was an announcement ahead of time. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.